Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn in action. Jack Serene's here with you on a cold Tuesday here in Central Kentucky. Got a great show lined up for you today. I want to thank our sponsor today, the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons. If you're looking for somebody to look over your financial portfolio, give you some advice, they will schedule a free consultation with you just to take a look at your portfolio and see if they might be able to help you. If you want to find out how you can schedule that appointment or more information about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Joining us in our second segment will be Christy Thomas of the UK Sports Network, WKYT Sports, and SEC Network, and we're going to be talking with her about the UK women's basketball team, as last night they found out where they're going to be playing. Also get her thoughts on the men's draw in the tournament from UK, and March Madness is up on us. And Jack Reams, I think if you are a part of the UK hoops team, you got to be pretty happy about how things worked out last night.
Well, I think so. It's Kentucky's eighth consecutive NCAA tournament bid, which is a program record. Just to speak to how well Matthew Mitchell has done here. And for the second straight year in a row, Kentucky will get to stay at home for not only their first two games, but if they can advance to the Sweet 16 and even to the Elite Eight, they would get to stay in Lexington as well, because those games are being held in Rupp Arena. So let's go ahead and take a look at what Kentucky drew. They are a four seed in the Lexington region. The one seed is Notre Dame in the region, two seed Stanford, three seed Texas. Kentucky will open on Friday. The tip has now been set at 12:10 p.m. in Memorial Coliseum, if you would like to go check it out. And if you can't be there, it'll be on ESPN2's regional coverage as well. They will face 13 seed Belmont, who is 27-5 and went unscathed in their conference in the OVC, 16-0, and then went and swept the tournament as well. So a solid Belmont team coming in to face Kentucky. If the Wildcats were able to advance, they would go on to play the winner of 5-seed Ohio State and 12-seed Western Kentucky, which will take place after the Kentucky and Belmont. And, Greg, there's a lot of side storylines there from that game.
Yeah, a lot of Kentucky flavor there in more ways than one, as a couple of former UK hoops players are part of the Hilltoppers team now.
There are two on Western Kentucky that transferred from Kentucky, and there's one on Ohio State that transferred from Kentucky. We'll start with the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Junior Kyvan Gooden-Rogers left UK after playing 2 years, playing in 39 games and averaging just 4.2 points, 2.9 rebounds. She is already eligible, so I assume she transferred not this past season, but before last year, and so that is why she is eligible now. She's averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds for Western. They also have sophomore J.C. Coe, who is sitting out this season and will not be playing for Western. She played in 16 games for Kentucky last year as a true freshman, and then after the season decided, along with many others, to go ahead and leave the program. And then the big one is Ohio State's Lene Harper. She's a junior guard who really was all everything at Kentucky. I mean, she had gotten a lot of awards and notice while at Kentucky. She made the SEC All-Tournament team in 2014, the All-Freshman team in 2014, the All-Defensive team in 2015, and was even called up to the U.S. National team in 2015 as well for the Pan American Games. She averaged 6.9 points her freshman year at Kentucky, 11.4 points and 7 rebounds as a guard her sophomore season, and she really was the first to depart from Kentucky. It was after this, or I guess it was the spring of last year, she decided to go ahead and transfer out of Kentucky right after she got back from that Pan American Games. She chose Ohio State, and because she went out in the spring, she is actually eligible to play right now, has been contributing for this Ohio State squad, is averaging 8.5 points and 5 rebounds for Ohio State. So, I don't know if you would call them, you know, inner demons coming back for Kentucky, but it definitely would provide a very juicy storyline if the Wildcats can advance, depending on who they end up playing in the second round.
No, there's no doubt about it. Obviously, got to take one game at a time, and Beaumont will be the opponent on Friday at just a little bit after lunchtime. So you can schedule, maybe the boss will let you take a two-hour lunch and go down to Memorial Coliseum and check that out in person. You know, the interesting part, though, is about Western Kentucky University. Back when I coached the men's team, assistant coach with the men's team back from 90 to 92, I believe it was 92, the Western Kentucky women went to the Final Four. So they actually have a great basketball tradition. And, you know, these teams, 27-6 is no joke. And so I tell you, Ohio State obviously is a 5 seed. They're the higher seed. So more than likely, hopefully Kentucky should be playing them. But Western Kentucky has a lot of tradition. Of course, Louisville's women also got a bid in the tournament. So a lot of outstanding women's basketball in the state of Kentucky.
There is. There's plenty going on in the state right now. And in this Lexington regional, you welcome in that 1 seed Notre Dame, who has a former Kentucky high school star who was an All-American, who's on their squad. And I know you'll be rooting for Notre Dame. I will be rooting against them, especially if they get to play Kentucky. But the Wildcats also have gotten some good news as they're trying to get a couple of injured players back. Taylor Murray, who has been out with whiplash, was cleared to shoot, and according to Matthew Mitchell, they are hopeful she will be able to play for them. And then freshman Jada Roper, who had a concussion, has been cleared to practice. So it sounds like the Cats are pretty close to being as full strength as they possibly can be, with only having, what, 8 scholarship players, I guess, this year?
Hey, they need everybody they can, so that is great news to hear that. Of course, everything rises and falls with the 2 seniors, Michaela Epps and Evelyn Akator, so hopefully they both will bring their A game. Evelyn can stay out of foul trouble, get the Cats off to a good start, and man, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, you've got the state high school basketball tournament, the boys tournament, the women's just ended on Sunday up in Northern Kentucky University, I believe, where they played that, and then the guys will be in Rupp Arena High School. They kick off Wednesday at noon. Then you got the men's tournament, actually a couple games starting tonight.
Technically, it starts tonight. I want to have a discussion a little bit later about whether this really is a start of the tournament to you or not. But they'll kick off with 16 seeds facing each other, New Orleans and Mount St. Mary's, and then Kansas State and Wake Forest will follow that game. Got to sprinkle in a couple of Power Fives so that people actually want to watch those games tonight.
Absolutely. Well, Notre Dame, I do want to clarify one thing Action Jackson said. I will not cheer for Notre Dame against Kentucky, but I would be okay if Aaron Boley, the former Elizabethtown star, who is the daughter of Scott Boley, who I coached at West Kentucky back in the early 90s. She's a freshman there and former Miss Basketball. She could get 30, but still want Kentucky to beat Notre Dame, just to clarify that. On a lighter note, which easy for us to say, South Carolina, one of our foes in the SEC, they won't be playing very close to home.
They will not be. First of all, seven SEC teams made this women's tournament, which is very impressive, continues to show the strength that college basketball on the women's side has in the SEC. You had one seed South Carolina, two seed Mississippi State. Kentucky got a 4, Tennessee a 5, Texas A&M a 5, LSU an 8, and Auburn an 11. And South Carolina, for the third of the last 4 years, will be going out west for their tournament games. They have been placed in the Stockton, California region. And just like last year, we're hearing South Carolina and Dawn Staley whine all about it. Now, with the women's bracket, there is the fact that they are very much more regional based than even the men are. You know, they try to keep the men close to home, but with the women, a lot of these teams don't have to go anywhere. UConn plays at home and then goes to a regional in Connecticut. I think Texas, Oklahoma City is where Baylor will be, and which is a 4-hour drive, I think they said, from Baylor. Then who's the other number one seed? Notre Dame, Texas, UConn, or Baylor, UConn, and any idea?
No.
Okay, well, we'll figure that one out. But either way, they don't have to go very far right now. South Carolina, however, is going to have to go quite a ways. And really, it's because Kentucky is in that Lexington region. South Carolina can't be in that Lexington region if Kentucky is there. And the committee has placed Kentucky there 2 years in a row. And hey, if Kentucky is being the thorn in South Carolina's side of where they have to play, I'm all for it. Plus, they just found out that their senior, Elena Coates, will miss the NCAA tournament with an ankle injury. She's averaging 12.5 points, 11 rebounds per game. Big-time loss for them, and likely that they probably won't make it to the Final Four again this year.
Well, we actually have mentioned all four number ones, UConn, Baylor, you said, Notre Dame, and South Carolina. So we actually did have all four of those already mentioned. That's why I was kind of thrown for a loop. I'm like, man, who else is there? Because no wonder, because that would have made five. But, yeah, South Carolina, that is actually a legitimate draw, complaint about that. So, but join us on the phone line now. It's going to be Chris Lee with the Kissinger Lee Group. And Chris, March Madness is here. And how did you feel about the Kentucky Wildcats draw?
Well, I tell you, I think it's kind of like every other year. I mean, there's some matchups in there that you feel pretty good about. And then there's some you just kind of shake your head. I mean, I don't know. There's part of me, it's like the NCAA just kind of wants us to get either the marquee matchups or almost kind of the rematches from this season. I mean, we've got UCLA and potentially North Carolina and also Wichita State from a couple of years ago. So, I don't know. I like our spot, but, man, some of these things you just kind of question why we were put where we were.
Yeah, you could definitely debate it a little bit if you wanted to. I guess the good news for Kentucky fans, really had a strong showing in the SEC tournament this weekend. Your thoughts on the Cats' performance down in Nashville?
Well, I'll tell you, I was really excited on a couple levels. One, I thought our defense played a whole lot better. I thought on the defensive end of the court, we really, I thought, grew up a lot over these last three or four games, even towards the end of the season. And then you look at just how we won basketball games, not just relying on one player. I mean, we got contributions from a ton of different people, had a lot of what I was really excited to see, had a lot of senior leadership. I mean, you had Willis and Hawkins and even Michael Mulder playing some significant minutes and making some pretty sizable contributions. So I thought, on balance, I thought it was a really well-rounded effort, and I think it's really good to see this time of year going into the tournament, everybody starting to play well together.
Well, obviously, Kentucky known as the one-and-done school, but as you said, three seniors this year playing key roles in that, and I feel pretty good about their chances, especially, obviously, got to feel sorry, I guess, for our neighbors in northern Kentucky when they drew the Cats in their first game.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a school like that, if they weren't playing Kentucky, it'd be one that you'd like to cheer for to see an upset, but certainly you know, I have no problem cheering against them when they're playing my team. But you know, again, I would have liked to have seen them play somebody else, but I understand the intrigue of from a committee standpoint of having some of these in-state schools play us just from a matchup standpoint.
Who else on the other three regions did you in your Final Four? I know you had to have Kentucky going out of the South, but who did you have out of the other three regions, Chris?
Well, you know, I've actually, in keeping with the investment theme, kind of have my own hedge fund. I do several different picks. I mean, I think in many cases, I think you have to give Villanova a hard look in terms of them getting back to where they were last year. They didn't lose that much. Kansas is certainly playing very well. You know, I'll tell you, as much as it pains me to say it, another team that I think looks really interesting is Duke in terms of how well they've been playing. But, you know, there's other teams, too, that I've looked at just that are kind of dark horses, not necessarily to get to the Final Four, but at least do some damage. One would be Notre Dame. You know, another would be Iowa State, just in terms of how well they've been playing. And now, you know, I don't know, they're gonna have to prove something to me this year. I've picked Iowa State before to go deep, and they've let me down and cost me money, so I don't know, I may have to avoid them this year.
I understand. Well, Action Jackson Reams, that's his dark horse team, so he's a big Iowa State guy, like Steve Prohm, the former Murray State coach, so have to see how far he's got them. Well, you talked, you know, about the hedge funds and things, and, you know, we're talking about college basketball. Obviously, most people's children don't get basketball scholarships to go, and these days you know, 4 years in college can easily cost $50,000 conservatively. And I know one of the things that you guys are willing to do at the Kessinger Lee Groups to help parents start focusing on how they can start saving and investing for a college savings fund.
Absolutely. And there's a couple different vehicles that people can potentially look at. The one that we typically take the hardest look at, or at least use the most, I guess, would be what's called a 529 plan, just in terms of its flexibility as far as how much you can put in it, and then also its tax treatment as far as tax-free withdrawals if you use it for eligible college expenses. But it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all approach, and that's what we try to do, is get with a client and figure out what makes the most sense for them. But, yeah, certainly more vehicles available for parents now than there were years ago, but at the same time, the trade-off is college is substantially more expensive than it was years ago, so you got to start saving early and often.
All right, what is the best way if people want to reach you all, Chris? What would you suggest them do?
Sure, they can always call in on our main line, which is 859-219-4260, or they can go to our website, KessingerLeeFinancialGroup.com, and look us up that way. Or KessingerLeeGroup.com, or you can Google Kessinger Lee Financial Group, either way. But, yeah, we love to meet new people, and our motto is we want to work with people we like and people that like us, so we don't get caught up in dollar signs as much as we do just want to work with good people and try to help them achieve their goals. So.
Well, I know you guys do a great job taking care of people, and since you're so committed to helping people, just the initial just – meeting consultation that you have with people, there's not a charge for that, is that correct?
Not at all. We like to kind of get to know people and make sure more than anything that's a good fit. So yeah, we certainly don't charge and don't expect any kind of business necessarily on the first meeting either. It's just more of a get to know you kind of thing and see if it's a good fit.
All right. Well, Chris, we always enjoy talking basketball and also financial things with you. Thanks so much for your time, and enjoy March Madness, my friend.
Well, Greg, thanks for having me, and yeah, you enjoy March Madness too. This next weekend is probably one of the better weekends of the year, so I'm looking forward to it. Go Cats!
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
All right, bud. Take care. All right.
That's Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. You find more out about them, just go to their website, KessingerLeeGroup.com. They're located over off Harrodsburg Road, actually on a street called Wall Street, believe it or not, in the Beaumont area. So two great guys, known Chris Lee and Tom Kessinger for quite a while. Check them out, KessingerLeeGroup.com. Stay with us. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back with Christy Thomas on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Road J Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on a cold Tuesday in Central Kentucky. I want to thank the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lyons for being our sponsor of the day. To find out more information about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Join us on the phone line now is UK Network and SEC Network, Christy Thomas. And Christy, Matthew Mitchell, man, had just a really brutal offseason last year, but my goodness, how sweet it was on Monday night for he and his UK Hoops team.
Oh, couldn't have been any better. I mean, what a great scenario and great situation to see your name called as a four seed and then, you know, to know that you get to host not only your first two rounds, but the regional is here at Rupp Arena for the second straight year is pretty remarkable. I mean, the whole idea that you could get to the Final Four and all four of those games on your way there are played right here in Lexington, essentially just a home game in front of your home fans is pretty remarkable. And the fact that, you know, really they were able to get to that point, I think, is very telling about what kind of season they've had when no one really expected it. So, just real happy for them. So proud of them. They've worked so hard. And I can tell you that every single young woman who's on that roster has just put her heart and soul into this thing. So I would encourage everybody to please, I know their first game is a Friday at 1:30. It's in the middle of the day, but do whatever you got to do to get yourself off work and get yourself over to Memorial Coliseum to support this team. They certainly have earned it.
Well, just some video footage I saw and pictures online, things, boy, looked like senior Michaela Epps was really thrilled with where they got their draw.
You make no mistake about it that Michaela Epps is, if you cut her open, she bleeds blue just like any other Big Blue Nation fan. This is it. This is somebody who has talked openly and often about what it means to her to wear Kentucky across her chest and what it means to her to go to school here. And, you know, she has said, listen, I've had so much support throughout my basketball career, not just in college, but throughout my basketball career. And she says, because of the people of Kentucky. So, you know, she makes no bones about the fact that she absolutely is in love with the Bluegrass and in love with the school. And so there's no one that's any more proud to wear Kentucky across her chest than Michaela Epps is. And yeah, so happy to see her in her senior year be able to do this and play at home. And you know, there were some spots in the season, certain situations where they just weren't really sure whether this could happen or not. I mean, you know, when you have a couple of losses that you shouldn't have and some games that you were right in and couldn't pull it out and win, then you know, it really, really took them. They had to stay in the top 16 in order to be able to be a host site, and that's hard to do. I mean, you know, when you consider they've only been playing with 7 players and had all the defections that they had, you know, this is a scenario for them that they really had the deck stacked against them in terms of trying to get themselves in that home spot the first and second rounds. Really, you know, at certain points didn't look good, but they were able to battle and work hard all season long. And so, you know, for Michaela to be there, I think is certainly heartwarming for everybody.
Christy, I half jokingly, half seriously put on our Twitter page last night that the best news early on in that NCAA reveal was that Kentucky was not in Connecticut's region, but they will be in one seed Notre Dame's region, who has faced Louisville and Duke, that Kentucky lost to both of those teams this year. Notre Dame beat both of those teams, I believe, every time they faced them this season. But is this still a bracket that Kentucky can make some noise in, even with Notre Dame up there?
I believe yes. And, you know, I think that had been such a bugaboo for them for a couple of years, and, you know, 3 or 4 years right there in a row to be stuck in Connecticut's region was such a huge problem. I mean, you know, I think that Maryland was feeling that last night when they kind of rolled their eyes like, oh, geez, are you kidding me? We're the 2 seed in Connecticut's region. That's sort of the feeling anybody takes when they find out that they're in Connecticut's region. So I think you're definitely happy when you're not. They were in Notre Dame's region last year as well. Notre Dame was the 1 seed and actually was upset by Stanford, who then was upset by Washington on their way to a Cinderella season, headed to a Final Four. Washington beat Kentucky by, I think, 13, very unexpectedly, and ended up in a Final Four. They were a 10-loss team last year, Washington was. So that was certainly a super Cinderella run for them. But, you know, Notre Dame, that was an early loss in that tournament for them, to fall to Stanford. So, you know, yeah, I think that this shapes up to be a really good scenario for Kentucky. They stay out of South Carolina's region, which is by design for the NCAA. When you have a team that's in your conference and you've played a certain number of times against that opponent in the regular season or in your conference tournament, they purposefully keep you away from that particular opponent until you get to the Final Four. So they wouldn't be able to face South Carolina until they got to the Final Four. And like I say, that's by design to keep you from playing a team too many times. So I think that's good news for them. That certainly puts them, you know, in a bracket opposite Connecticut, which is great. And I think Baylor is a team that's very, very dangerous. So, you know, yeah, I think this is a good scenario for them. I think it's nice. And then what I love about it as well, too, is that, you know, if Notre Dame gets to that Lexington regional, then Rebecca Greenwell, who is a Kentucky girl, plays for them, and Erin Boley is Rebecca Greenwell plays for Duke. Erin Boley is a former Miss Kentucky basketball from Elizabethtown, and she plays for Notre Dame, and she'll have the opportunity to be right here in her own backyard and play ball too, which I think is great.
Just a follow-up question off of that. You mentioned South Carolina and the fact that they aren't able to be in this Lexington region. Last year, they got sent out west, and I felt like their fans and their coach kind of blamed Kentucky for that, being in the Lexington region. Didn't hear it so much this year. Now it sounds like they're blaming Baylor because Baylor has been put in the Oklahoma City region so that they can sell tickets. What are your thoughts on South Carolina 3 of these last 4 years having to go out west? It seems to be quite a hot topic in the world of women's college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do think that they've gotten a raw deal. There's no doubt about it. I heard Don Staley talking last night about their fan base and the fact that, you know, their fan, that they have led the nation in attendance, which is very true. They have a really rowdy, loud, obnoxious, to be quite honest with you, crowd at their home games. And they traveled very well to Greenville, South Carolina for the SEC tournament. And, you know, should they be close, they would definitely bring a good number of fans. So, I feel her frustration in that, you know, she's saying, okay, so in other words, it doesn't matter about how many tickets we can sell. You're more worried about, you know, how many tickets Baylor can sell. And the bottom line is that's in the women's side of things, that's 1,000% what the NCAA is looking at is how do we get people there? I mean, you know, I think the Rupp Regional is a prime example. If Kentucky's not there, you're just not going to sell tickets. I mean, you know, it's a great environment. Lexington's a great host city for something like this. But, you know, when you take a look at you know, what the possibilities are, at this point, it makes sense, right? Notre Dame is driving distance. Purdue is driving distance. Western Kentucky, Ohio State, Belmont, all these places are driving distance. And the idea is, what do we have to do to get people here? What do we have to do to get, you know, can they hop in the car and make it a day trip and get down here to see a game? And if they can, then that's what they're going to do. They're trying to avoid putting people on a plane. And now, granted, they're shipping South Carolina all the way across the country, which I do, like I say, I do think that's a raw deal. But, you know, they're sort of looking at the overall body of work and deciding what's going to make the most sense. And, you know, I think where Dawn Staley's coming from is that she feels like that they're being disrespected in this regard, that, you know, they haven't, like, in her mind, she's thinking, hey, we've earned it. We've earned the right to be close to home and have our fans come watch us, and we show that our fans will travel. So, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm sure that Dawn Staley's not a very nice person. Let's be honest. I'll tell you this. So she's probably lighting somebody up with the NCAA, and I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that.
Well, speaking of the SEC, you know, we always know that it's been a great conference this year. Once again, 7 SEC teams that got bids for the NCAA tournament, which to me just even magnifies what a great job Matthew Mitchell did with the women's team to be able to have such a great year playing in the toughest women's basketball conference in the country.
Oh, yeah, this is an incredibly tough conference. So, yeah, very well represented, which is great. You know, Auburn getting in there as well with, you know, as a 14-loss team. So I think that shows you what kind of respect the NCAA has for the league. Missouri's in there as a 10-loss team, as a 6-seed. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think across the board from top to bottom, this is a scenario where the SEC should be very proud. And, you know, I will tell you this, and this may be something you all were either have already talked about or we're going to talk about, was that second round matchup for Kentucky is very, very interesting. Lots of storylines could play out in that one when you've got Ohio State and Western Kentucky going at it. Kentucky will play at noon on Friday. That game follows at 2:30, the winner of that game. They play each other on Sunday, and what you're looking at are, either way, Kentucky is going to face one of those players that transferred, will be playing against them on Sunday. It's either going to be Kyven Gooden-Rogers in Western Kentucky or Lene Harper in Ohio State. So a very interesting scenario playing out with this one.
Yeah, we had mentioned that in the first segment, so we were going to ask you about that, but you brought it up. So really interesting dynamics there. As far as the first game, obviously Belmont, OVC, you know, not the toughest conference, but still 27-5 is 27-5.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Listen, Belmont used to be an NAIA team. I've got several memories of making that trip down there and playing them when they were in the NAIA, and, of course, they made that jump to NCAA. And I think they've got some weapons offensively. I mean, I think what, you know, when you kind of look at them on paper, they definitely have, they have the ability to score. So, Kentucky's defense will be very, very big for them, but I also think this is not going to be a cakewalk. This is not, a team that's going to lay down and just, you know, the idea that Kentucky is playing at home in front of their home crowd will definitely play in their favor. No doubt about that. And, you know, I think for Belmont, they're definitely going to score some points, but Kentucky's going to have to slow things down. We've seen them kind of throw on a little 2-2-1 token press to kind of just really mess with the rhythm of the game a little bit. We've seen them go into a 2-3 zone, a 1-2-2 zone, a couple of different defenses that they're throwing at some teams here as of late, really just to kind of slow things down. Saw them do that a little bit with South Carolina. So, you know, wouldn't be surprised if maybe some things got pulled out like that in order to be able to make things go for them in that regard. So yeah, Belmont, you know, they're a team that, look, when you make that transition from NAI to NCAA, that's not easy to do. And they're both their men's and women's teams have done it beautifully.
Christy, last question for me. We'll switch over to the men's side. They won the SEC tournament this weekend, take an 11-game win streak into the NCAA tournament, where claimed to be the top two seed, but then given a really rough draw, one seed UNC, likely going to play a badly seeded Wichita State in the second round, could face UCLA again. So what were your thoughts on the draw for the NCAA tournament?
I say bring it. You know, I mean, I say, look, you can sit here and break it down a thousand different ways, and you can say that, you know, Kentucky got a raw deal, and, you know, but there's also going to be 30 other teams out there that think they got a raw deal. So, you know, I'm of the opinion, like, hey, let's go. I mean, who's to say it'll be Wichita State in there anyway? It could be Dayton. You know, and if you're going to, look, the bottom line is it's going to be it's a tough game. It's a tough, scenario, no matter who you're playing, no matter who you're lining up against. So, you know, I say bring it. I say let's go. I mean, you know, if the Cats have their mind right, which I feel like they do. I feel like, you know, really kind of in their last five or six games, they've gotten themselves in a really good place. So I think all this just fuels the fire, really. So, you know, I think if you bring on a UCLA team who, you know, they're teams that are kind of going in very different directions, in my opinion. Kentucky was a team that really wasn't where they are now when they played UCLA back earlier in the season. And UCLA seems to be kind of a team that's, you know, definitely not really, maybe peaked isn't the right answer, but, or the right word, but, you know, they definitely have just sort of maintained and sustained. So I think this would be a very different game, obviously in a very different environment. So, you know, I don't know. I say bring it. I'm like, look, if you want, at least if on your way to a Final Four, what that means is that you're going to beat some pretty special basketball schools, some pretty special basketball programs, and why wouldn't you want to do that?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Let's quit whining. Let's just go lace them up and play.
Let's do it. Lace them up. Let's do it.
All right. Christy, great stuff as always. Thank you so much for your time. Sorry we got you on a little late, but thanks for your patience.
Hey, listen, no problem. Thanks for having me. And you guys, I'm not even kidding. $36 gets you a full session. You cannot get NCAA tournament tickets for any better price than that, okay? That'll get you two games on Friday and then a game on Sunday. $36. Come out, support this team. They've definitely earned it. They deserve it, and it's going to be some really great basketball.
I totally agree with you. And best thing, not a bad seat in Memorial Coliseum.
Awesome seats. You can't go wrong. It's a great environment, and last year it was on point. The Big Blue Nation showed up and showed out, so come be a part of it.
All right. Christy, thanks so much. Great stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Christy Thomas, UK Sports Network, SEC Network, WKYT Sports, and the host of the Matthew Mitchell Show, tells her heartbeat for the UK Hoops team. Stay with us. Lots more to talk about. Sports Talk. Action Jackson Marines, yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250 WLRT.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
You dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you. Just got done having a great conversation with Christy Thomas. Nobody knows more about the UK hoops team than her. She's been covering them for several years as the host of the Matthew Mitchell Coaches Show. Done several of their games on the SEC Network. And if you missed that or any of our other shows early this week, we had Justin Rowland on yesterday from CatsIllustrated.com. So make sure you catch our podcast. Jackson Reams will have this one up tonight about 6:15. You can go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com. Or the easiest way is just to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Today's show brought to you by the Kessinger Lee Financial Group with Hilliard Lines. To find out more about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. Well, Jackson Reams, it's a little cold today, but still, when you're a Kentucky baseball team, sometimes you got to play in weather like this, especially in early March. And how are they doing today?
Well, they're right now playing Murray State. I believe this game is live on the SEC Network if you'd like to check out the second half of it. Murray State holds a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. So lots of runs early and still plenty of time for Kentucky to improve to 10-0 at home at Cliff Hagin Stadium if they can win this game over Murray State. And of course, after all the issues they had with in-state opponents last year under Gary Henderson, Nick Mangione hoping that he will not have those same issues like with these in-state teams, already defeated Eastern and Western, I believe, and now trying to add Murray State to that.
Well, I hope they will. Lots of baseball still left to play, and that is on the SEC Network, as you said, so you can check that out while you're listening to us. NCAA tournament, it actually starts tonight. It's what they call part of the first four games, Jackson Reams.
That's all right. For anyone who might have heard some audio, you got the SEC Network game on for us right here, the baseball. So you're going to have that on in the background, hopefully be able to give you some updates before we go off air. But we talked about those first four games. You got Mount St. Mary's, New Orleans at 6:40 on True TV, with New Orleans a one-point favorite and the winner going on to play Villanova. And then 11-seed Kansas State playing Wake Forest at 9:10 p.m. on True TV. Kansas State a one-point favorite, and winner goes to play 6-seed Cincinnati. My question to you, and this is after a day at work where I had not one but two different people I work with just kind of ask me and about the purpose of these games and about why they do it the way they do it. Does the first four, does it mean the start of the NCAA tournament to you? Do you care enough to watch these games? And B, do they even need these games at this point?
Well, you know, I guess as far as it officially starting, I don't know so much that, but I will say, and maybe I'm a little biased, but as many teams as can get in, I think it's awesome, man. This allows four more teams to have that experience, you know, in New Orleans, you know, Mount St. Mary's, obviously Kansas State and Wake Forest and Power Five conferences, so not as a big deal there, but same time, it's been a long time since Wake Forest has been there, so I'm all for other teams. I almost wish that they would make this like a mid-major play-in, maybe. It might be a way to create more excitement. I know my brother Darren was the head coach of Western Kentucky University. They won the conference, I think, three out of the last 3 years he was there, but they did not get a final they can get an NCAA bid until they won the championship of the conference. And they had some really good years because the Sun Belt was a one-and-done league. You had to either win, you know, the conference championship or you were done. You weren't going. Just kind of like Illinois State got the shaft here this past NCAA tournament.
And Belmont, too.
And Belmont. There's another great example. So I will admit, you know, I don't know how much I'll watch of the first game there, St. Mary's, New Orleans. Kind of will like to watch Kansas State, Wake Forest a little bit. Danny Manning, head coach of Wake Forest. Kansas State in the Big 12, my brother's Texas team plays. But I'm just, overall, my thoughts on it are, though, yes, I like it because it gives more teams a chance to do the dream. And you're talking, what, 68? And I think there's 313 Division I basketball teams.
Yeah, I think overall, I'm not real interested in any of the games for the most part. Last year, I paid a little bit of attention to Vanderbilt, but if it's a blowout, I'm not going to watch it. And so I have to watch. The only way I'm going to watch these first four games any year is if it's close games. I do think that, or I know for sure, the reason that they lay out these games like they would is that they're not going to put 4 16 seeds playing in one night because no one's going to watch those games. So the way they do it is they break it down to have 16 seeds playing and then put some Power 5 teams up against each other. I don't know why they chose the 11 seeds specifically to be the play-in games, but it does allow them to have Power 5 teams year in and year out facing off with one another. And it gives a reason for people to maybe watch these games if they're just the average college basketball fan. And I know a lot of people say that it doesn't feel like the start of the tournament for them with these games, but I think it does cue the start for me. It just doesn't cue the interest until we get to Thursday and Friday.
Well, one thing I can tell you definitely for a fact, this will be the only week of the year that I will watch True TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, people forget about True TV even existing until March Madness time.
So that part there is kind of a bonus. So we'll let you know how those games go tomorrow on 1250 Sports Talk. Another guy that he's not playing in the tournament, but, man, he's created as much drama or commotion or got as much media as anybody else is Lonzo Ball's dad.
Well, Lonzo Ball's dad is an idiot to start with. He is a largemouth idiot that really annoys me more than anything. So LeVar Ball has three sons. Lonzo, of course, is expected to be probably a top five draft pick in the NBA. They've got LiAngelo, who is a senior and signed with UCLA. Right now, he is a three-star prospect, so not expected to be a world beater. And then LaMelo is their youngest son, who is a sophomore in high school. He is committed to UCLA, and he is considered a five-star prospect, one of the best in his class. So all three of those kids, they committed to UCLA on the same day. So right there, you knew something was up. LeVar Ball wanted one school to take all of three of his sons at the exact same time, and this guy has not shut up since then. He's told, you know, various reporters that Lonzo will not play for anyone other than the Los Angeles Lakers. He's told them that he is the next Steph Curry. Now he has continued by saying that he wants a shoe deal for all three of his sons, and the opening price they're going to be asking for is $1 billion. But it's okay. You don't have to give it to him all at once. You can just give it to him in $100 million increments. And he didn't even say you can give it to us. He said, you don't have to give the money to me all at once. Sounds like a guy who's trying to profit off of his sons. For the record, Nike pays Michael Jordan $100 million a year, and LeBron James just signed a lifelong deal that'll probably be worth $1 billion. He also said he, back in his heyday, he would kill Michael Jordan one-on-one. LeVar played 1 year at Washington State, where he averaged 2.2 points and 2 rebounds in that one season. Meanwhile, in 1987-1988, Michael Jordan was dropping 30 a game for the Chicago Bulls, and LeVar Ball said he would just back down Michael every single time, call a foul every time that Michael fouled him, and Michael couldn't get around him because LeVar's too fast. So clearly, this guy thinks a lot of himself and a lot of his offspring, but I still think he's just thinking about himself in this entire thing.
Do you feel better?
I don't feel better because he's not going to shut up, which is really annoying. But, you know, I at least get my rant in. I need one of those every once in a while, don't I?
Absolutely. You're about due for one, man. It's been a while.
I know. It had been a while, hadn't it?
It's been a while since the Bengals haven't been playing and the Reds haven't started their regular season. But
although I have plenty I could say about the Bengals' free agent tactics. Just idiotic.
Easy. We'll say that for next week. All right. Yeah, you know, I get it. The thing about it is, even though it gets on your nerves, the guy actually is a little bit intelligent because he's creating the drama that he wants, number one. Did you see the thing on, I think it was ESPN that they did, an interview with him and his kids?
He's going to have, they had a Sports Center featured over the weekend. It was called Ball or Fall, or I think it was Ball or Fall. And it was, I guess, a 15-minute segment where they interviewed him and all of his kids.
Yeah, showing those things. You know, those kids work out really hard, and it was kind of interesting. And I even heard Jay Billis say last night on it, he said, you know, yeah, the guy, you know, obviously he seems to get a little carried away, but at the end of the day, he is creating a brand for his son and, you know, trying to create three kids, even if they don't get the $1 billion. Let's say they get $100 million. Hey, it's not going to work out too bad, but you know that I admit a lot of it, I think, is just ludicrous with what he's saying, the statements. But the fact of the matter is, his son Lonzo is a baller.
Well, that's why I feel bad for Lonzo. I mean, the kid shouldn't have teams worrying about what his father is going to say. Just let your game speak for yourself. I've never even heard Lonzo Ball speak except for the one press conference I was live at when UCLA played in Rupp Arena and beat Kentucky. This is the only time I've ever seen that kid say anything. And then you've got his loudmouth dad over here running his mouth all the time, and I'm tired of him. And the worst thing is he's got two more sons coming, so he's not going to shut up anytime soon.
Now, it'll be a while before that happens. Good news, Kentucky Wildcats on a ground rule double just took the lead. 5-4 over Murray State in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, so like we said, game you can check out right now on SEC Network. Still got the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings left to watch. So I wouldn't necessarily suggest going out in 40-degree weather to watch that game, but you can watch it in the cozy confines of your own home.
Yeah, not a lot of people there, and you understand why with the weather. Well, that's going to be a wrap today for Sports Talk. For Action Jackson Reams, I'm Greg Horn. Stay warm. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. for Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.